When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? My name is Thomas Dope as Yola, whatever you want to call me. This is the Dope as Usual podcast. I'm here with my co-host Marty O'Neill.
What's up, guys?
What's the hell? All right. What's up, guys? Today is the Dope as Usual podcast. You guys asked for this next guest. Every 4 seconds that I'm on TikTok, I get a notification about it. Every time I get on Twitch, I get the same notification and Twitter now. So thank you guys so much. Please introduce my next guest, streamer, nonstop, what I like to call professional potheads. All right, you get smoke weed for your career. Hell yeah. So this is the Chris Udala episode. Thank you so much for being here, man.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And your first interview, you said.
Yeah, first time doing something like this.
I love being the place where that happens.
Yeah, this is like the most disarming place ever. Like, you want to smoke weed and laugh? All right, there's cameras, by the way.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. So right down to it, because a lot of people that maybe they don't follow your stuff are going to go, oh, weed, you know, weed, weed. Because you can't smoke weed on TikTok, but you have found a way.
I haven't. That's the thing. Oh. I did for like 5-6 months, but it's not like that no more. I don't know what happened.
Wait, I see you with smoke?
I mean, I think anyone can get away with you're not exhaling. But if I show weed anymore, it's gone.
Oh.
There was a cool 6-month period where like Seth Rogen posted, saw his videos.
Him rolling a joint?
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he posted that and I just duetted it and said, like, why can he do that? But none of us can. So I started like pushing the limits. I've had videos deleted over the past 2 years for like showing bowls and bongs, but I started showing joints. And for some reason, they loved that. TikTok was like, whatever.
Really?
Yeah. I had rolling tutorials. I was showing myself like take bong rips, grinding stuff up. And then I moved out to Arizona where weed was legal after living in an illegal state for so long. I'm so excited to smoke legally. They start deleting everything. Like, I haven't shown weed since I got out here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a question I had. Like, how do you do it?
So how many times were they like, bro, we're going to delete your account. Stop posting this weed shit.
I get a deleted video probably every other video I post.
Oh, shit.
So, like, I'll repost it. I'll just go back and forth. I'm not afraid of having my account deleted because I feel like they would have deleted it by now.
Yeah.
They already did one time. I got it back in like 2 days.
Oh, with TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, do they? I said the word weed a few times. They were like,
yeah.
Done.
It's weird. People say they pick favorites. I think they do a little bit, but I've also had like 400 violations. Like most of my account is gone. Most of my videos I've ever made are just not there.
So what you're doing, you're bringing in so much traffic. They're like, keep him here, but don't let him do what he wants.
Yeah. They'll ban me for 7 days at a time.
Oh, shit. Like you put on timeout.
Yeah, a lot.
I've never even gotten that far. I've never, dude. As soon as I said a weed a few times, they're like, yo, eat a dick. Get off of this.
Yeah.
And then
they'll
do
that.
Well, you know what? I couldn't post for a couple days. Yeah. They wouldn't let me upload something.
That's what they hit me with.
Okay, or comment.
I've never had the comment one. But
yeah,
I've
they
heard,
did that
like,
to me.
People have said, like, ass, and then they can't comment for a week. It's a funny platform.
I don't know, man.
It's not the place for me.
It's not the place for you. No, I love TikTok because I just get on there and go, oh, Vine.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
Now, with Shorts going monetized, do you feel like maybe, and that's just like, we all got the email for that like yesterday.
Yeah, that was real recent.
Do you feel like that's going to incentivize you in the new year to lean more into that versus TikTok content?
Do you think like weed content over there is still going to be monetizable? Because I just got into YouTube like this year. This is my first time really like putting effort into it. And I have one monetized video out of like the 7 I've made.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. Like if shorts are a move, I'll do it. But I just am not sure yet.
Yeah, I'm not positive because I just got monetized on YouTube for the first. Like I'm not monetized. Until what, a month and a half ago?
Yeah, it was a goddamn historic moment.
Yeah, like a month and a half ago, they're like, yo, here. Damn. And I couldn't believe it, but I won't say which. Thank you. I won't say which videos, but some weed videos are monetized. Don't know how. Hope it stays that way.
Yeah, I have one video where, like, my YouTube videos aren't really focused on weed. They're more focused on, like, another thing with weed on the side.
Yeah, I watched some, and you have gameplay.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I have one video where I was playing a game and smoking on the side. That one's monetized, but then I have another video where I smoked less and played a game, and that one's not.
And it's not monetized.
Yeah, so.
You know what, man? I think it's really all about how they feel that day. If you got a human review, because you've gotten those,
yeah,
human review and told you fuck off. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that a lot, dude. So, TikTok, when did you realize that you can actually start gaining a following on there? I mean, obviously you saw some followers grow, but I think it's more about the comments. Oh no, keep that one. Keep
oh, thanks.
There you go.
I think I kind of cheated, if I'm being honest.
Why? How?
I started TikTok with 25,000 followers. Right?
How?
My roommate had an account. He was doing some, like, corny shit. He was on there, like, showing off his abs and stuff. And at one point, he was like, I don't want this. I don't want to be associated with it. So
he,
like,
oh, he embarrassed himself out of his account.
I've never heard of that before.
Me neither, dude.
But, like, he offered me the account. And I was like, oh, for sure. And I start posting some, like, jokes. I instantly lose, like, 6,000-10,000 of the followers right away. But I made one video where I made a me on my Wii. Do you know, like, Wii's had, like, those characters you can make? And they had one where you could use, like, your camera, and it would make the me from that. And I made the me a white woman with, like, orange hair instead of what I look like. And that video got, like, 10 million views. Oh, that's all I had to do.
So it was the ab content that was like, you know what, ab? We like this, not the jokes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That'd be kind of odd, starting with, like, all right, what's this fan base like? Abs, for sure. But what next? You know what I mean? Like, how do I transfer this? Because I'm sure you've been following on Instagram. Go, I don't follow this human being. Why are they in my feed? Yeah. And then you go and go, oh, someone must have sold the guy's account because I don't follow this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was very heavy on Instagram when I first started.
Yeah, back in the day, people used to sell accounts so often.
The first time I ever heard of that, this was 2014 or 15. And my homie, I don't know if everyone wants to say, but my homie used to run a big weed account. And I remember, this is when we're all just like trying still, like trying to start. And you can move that towards you too. Somebody gave him 100 bands for his account. 100,000 real dollars. And I remember thinking, for your Instagram account.
How many followers?
Oh, 200,000. This is when Instagram just started though.
Mm-hmm.
200,000 meant 200 real thousand people following every day, all day. And I remember the day he got the check, and I'm like, are you kidding? There's money in accounts? And then people started hacking accounts and selling them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been around since that, but that was terrible.
I remember there was a time where people were, like, just going on following sprees, because everyone back in the day, if you follow back. They follow back, right? And then you unfollow everyone.
Everybody used to do that.
10,000 followers.
I remember that man. Mm-hmm.
I genuinely like following the fans of the podcast. It's like, nah, I'm really following you. I'm watching your stories and shit.
I've done it before with a few people, and a few people just like, God, they just made me feel like, bro, chill out. Not like, I don't like your content, more of like, dude, you know, I don't want to put them on blast too hard. It was more of like, yo, give me like a half an armful to spay. Like, give me just like, let me breathe my air.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. I like interacting with people, but that doesn't mean like we're boys.
I mean, like, we can be friends, but it's like, bro, you can't sleep in my house. Because I don't know you, and I have a person with me that I would like to keep safe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. You could be nice. Yeah. I've had multiple people. How many people ask to live with you?
I've never had.
No? Oh, I'm surprised. Never mind. I'm shocked.
Wait,
right
now. You've had fans ask to live with you?
I have all the time. Y'all clean and, like, do everything while you do your shit, and, you know, we'll smoke at night. I'm like, bro, I am not dating you. That doesn't work for me, man. I'm sorry.
That's so funny.
But it's more like, damn.
It's like some cable guy.
Did you really think I was going to be like, bro? That's a great idea. What's your name? What's nice to meet you? Move in. Shit like that. I don't know. But for TikTok, I'm sure, because TikTok is the newest app and the most viewed, I feel. I feel like people are on that heavy, bro.
Constantly.
Like, the comment sections say on your, you know what I mean? Versus Instagram, like, oh, 10,000 likes on the comment. Like, dude, Instagram doesn't even go hard like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it real? Or is it TikTok wanting to have?
You tell me. How do you feel about that?
It seems real. I think TikTok comments is one of the worst places on earth, though. Like, after being a creator for this long, dude, people down there, like, I mean, I've made some content that I understand why people get mad at me and shit, but like...
Like, in what way?
I mean, I said cracker one time, and people didn't like that.
So did Richard Pryor. A lot. All right? So, that's funny. It's funny to me, but I get it. Some people will get offended.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, honky's the best word of all time.
Honky lips. Honky lips is always the best one, because from National Lampoon's Vacation, and he goes through St. Louis, asks for directions, and the guys are stealing his hubcaps as he's asking for directions. They spray paint honky lips across his car. Yeah, with Chevy Chase.
Hilarious.
My Uncle John used to call people honky lips all the time.
I'm stealing that shit.
Honky lips.
I've been waiting
funny
to call a mother
shit,
drop a honky on a honky motherfucker. Lips.
I've been needing new insults. That's great. That's a good
one. So. Sorry. You're doing TikTok. Is there a community? I don't follow. I'm not in TikTok. Is there like a weed community there?
There's a weed community. It's pretty angry compared to like other platforms. It's what? A hostile. TikTok is just a hostile platform.
I didn't expect you to say this.
I didn't. I thought the opposite. I only like positivity things.
Okay.
So when I get on my feed, it's like, yo, guy comes home after 19 years in jail. I'm like, oh, good shit.
Maybe this is just my experience as a creator, but like. People are just meaner over there. I don't know. Compared to like YouTube, I've had hateful YouTube comments, but it doesn't hit as hard as like when you can see how many people are liking the comments, see people replying, saying, LMAO, like
gotcha. Stuff
like
that.
It's like, damn, bro, just let me post. You know, shit like that.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, you just said you get it. I've gotten it too, but damn, to that point, I didn't think TikTok was so hostile.
No, the main thing, when I first started blowing up for weed content, people were mad that I could post it and they couldn't, right? Understandably, because, like, that's my thing. I made a video about Seth Rogen saying, like, why can he do this, but we can't? So people started doing that with me, and, like, a bunch of big stoners on TikTok were mad at me. And then you commented on one of my videos, like, oh, and I was
holy
like,
holy shit, I say weed and I'm gone.
Yeah, I just pulled through a joint. I was like, damn, it's over.
I'm happy that someone broke through.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's the opposite. It's always like, yo... The only time I've gotten mad where I'm on Instagram, like, you got a blue check mark, bitch. All you do is post packs and I'm getting deleted. That's when I got upset. But no, I saw it. I even commented like, yo, I'll say tick. I'll say weed on here and I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I remember exactly what video it was. I think he threw a joint, caught it. It was like a weird edit, but it looked sick. And I go, how the fuck did he? And I caught, that's the first time I ever heard of you. Mm. Yeah, because somebody like, yo, you got to have this dude on the podcast. I'm like, who? And I clicked and go, he could post weed? But then I was like, yo, TikTok doesn't give a fuck. They just pick and choose. Because sometimes I'll talk about weed and they'll let it go.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, I wish I knew. I mean, I could get like banned for saying this, but I went to a TikTok event a couple years back and they had a list of questions we couldn't ask them. And most of them were about like banning and views and things like that. And I think it's because they don't even know, right? Like TikTok's not owned by people over here. I don't know what's going down with it, so...
But
yeah, that's how it feels. It feels like everyone's in the dark when it comes to TikTok rules.
There's a lot of weirdness when it comes to that app because my cousin works for the government and he's not allowed to have it on his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because you have to leave your phone with the guard at the front, but you're not allowed to have it in your phone app like at all when you work for the government.
Because it's just listening.
I have no clue. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, no one knows.
I don't know, man. So you have no code. There is no recipe. You're just like thanks for letting it happen.
That's probably the biggest comment or question I get. Like, how are you allowed to get away with this? How have you grown a weed content on TikTok? My answer is,
I don't know.
I got lucky.
Do you find the people from TikTok going to your, like, Twitch and Instagram and stuff?
Yeah, I'd say my Twitch is mainly, like, TikTok viewers.
Is that kind of the real goal? Like, if they take my TikTok down, I'm over here on Twitch, like, heavy.
Yeah, for the past like year or so, I've kind of wanted to get more into YouTube and Twitch, so that's always been a goal.
Yeah, long form content, man. It's forever.
It's more like gratifying too to like put out a 30-minute video, really cool edits and stuff, and like a video, 10-second TikTok. Yeah,
then you feel like, oh my god, all this shit compiled into one long stream thought.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's cool. I feel you, dude. Because I was doing Instagram before they had video, and they just had pictures. Obviously, I would do like the collage. Do pictures as they made like a stop motion.
Yeah.
That's how I was posting weed shit as videos.
So I love that.
I get what you're saying. Saying video came out, I go, oh my God, I like this so much better. And then I got on YouTube, go, oh, I can do 40 minute videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where it's at.
It's a lot better.
Okay. So the transition from YouTube, I saw that you're about to hit 75 on there.
Yeah.
That's a big number for posting 5 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it. I had to click and refresh. I'm like, oh, you just started posting. Yeah. Damn.
I mean, I made some videos back in like my high school days, but those are long gone. I'm not like proud of those. They were just some goofy little videos. But now I'm taking it serious, putting effort into it. My first few videos, I had crazy luck because they were monetized at first. They were like doing really well, 100K views on the first like 3. And then since then, YouTube's been a little mad at me. Like cut the views.
Age restrict.
Yeah.
Go in the back end, you're like all the bells and all the shit is at 2%, 1%, no channel suggestions.
It's so crazy seeing the views going from like there's an incline and then it just flattens.
Yeah,
like
where it goes it off the screen.
That way,
yeah. And it's just up.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you guys were to start a channel from scratch and like, okay, I'm not going to smoke weed on this channel at all. I just want to give it its best chance. Do you think like just being explicit in what you're saying is enough to have your shit start on a never ending path?
Look at DJ Ghost. He talks about crazy shit all across all his channels, and his shit is steadily like this. And he smokes.
Yeah, it's true.
But he has it pre-roll. It's rolled up. It's not about the weed. I think that's why YouTube likes that. It's not about the weed.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get into. Not about the weed, but you're still smoking.
Yeah, like right now. There's a joint in my hand.
Exactly.
But this show's not a weed podcast. I mean, there might be some plant pictures. I get it.
Coincidence.
Yesterday was a sober episode. Like, the guy doesn't smoke. We didn't even smoke the whole time. Damn. So there's... I see what you're saying. It's kind of like, yo, this could complement the content, not be always just the content.
YouTube just came out with some new rules about like swearing, though. Did you see that?
What?
If you swear in the first like 8 seconds of the video now, it's demonetized instantly. Like no ifs, ands, or buts. But apparently it's like worse than that. People are getting demonetized for swearing like 3 minutes in, 5 minutes in. It's like another one of those situations.
Oh, I cuss more than I smoke. That's not good for me.
Yeah.
At all, dude. So for YouTube, what do you have planned? Are you going to be doing, in terms of content right now, it's more of a stories. Do you follow Goblin?
Yeah.
It's kind of that feel of like, yo, video gameplay, monetized, weed, crazy stories.
Mm-hmm.
And Xcode is the same shit. It's like, you guys found a loophole. You guys found a fucking loophole to show your gaming, have fun, and talk.
Mm-hmm.
While getting paid, which is the ultimate goal, dude. So are you going to be doing anything else with that channel? Like, do you see yourself, oh, I'm going to the fucking cannabis cap. Do you see yourself doing more things that involve you? Because just from my suggestion, if you're trying to get more of like, yo, my videos are not so much weeded. It's got to be more like you. Like people are going to, and you already have the following people like you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So do you see yourself doing out and about shit more than just like the gaming videos?
I mean, eventually, right? I'm still trying to get people over to watch my streams. My goal is to get streams like popping, and then once that happens,
streams
and
in terms of Twitch,
yeah. Once that happens, and I have like funding, I want to do some crazy events and shit. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but the main goal right now is use the gaming content and stuff from streams. You make that into an edit for YouTube, and then push people over there.
Okay,
that's so kind of what I'm working on.
Twitch, how long have you been doing that?
I've been streaming on Twitch for 3 years.
About. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How often do you stream?
Every day besides Sunday.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot of work. Jesus Christ. That's
it's
a schedule,
fun,
man.
It's fun.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
I'm not really scheduled. Like, that's the main thing about my stream. I just go live whenever the fuck and make my viewers deal with it. That's
there it.
It
is.
I swear to God.
There it is, dude, because the past year, what I've noticed, every Thursday, the Dope Jola channel at 3 o'clock, we post a new video.
Nearly impossible.
It's nearly impossible. And I fucking hate knowing like, oh, this guy always says, yo, I work on these days. I'm not going to ever see a fucking premiere. I go,
Yeah.
Because I used to just go, hey, uploading 40 minutes full, get ready. And post on Instagram. People go, what the fuck? And be so hyped. And now it's more like, oh, it's every Thursday. You don't catch it Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it takes away from
the fun
and like, oh, I got to go check. Was there anything new?
Yeah.
Because that's how I would be like, I'm going to go check and see what's saying.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that makes people watch old videos too.
Yes, because it's just checking.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm going to start doing. I think I'm going to take the every Thursday off and just fucking go nuts.
Do it.
Post whatever.
Once a week.
Once a week or twice. I would like to do twice a week, man, but it's definitely hard.
Is there games that you just beat the shit out? Are you like really good at a specific game or two, or do you just play everything?
I'm a variety streamer. Like, I do whatever. My main things on stream are just smoking and joking with the chat and like making fun of people and shit. Like, that's a big thing we do over there.
You watching the internet, basically?
Yeah.
With the chat?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But games, I just got into like the Dark Souls series. That shit is so fun.
Never played it.
It's very good.
I wish I could, man, but I feel like I get so lost. I'm addicted to games that I'll never not stop playing.
I get it. You heard about Elden Ring?
I've heard of it.
Okay. That.
Oh, no. Yeah. My little brother plays it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got it, but I haven't played it yet.
I recommend it. It's probably like the best game ever.
What's like the, if you had to describe it in two sentences, like the point of it?
It's an open world game and you just kill the bosses type shit. That's really it. It's a very difficult game. But, yeah, it's hard to explain. You got to experience it. It's a whole experience.
The graphics in these games is really what draws you. It's like a movie.
Yeah.
My cousin, Lucas, plays the new Doom. Have you ever played Doom?
Yeah, Doom Eternal. That shit is so fun.
Oh, my God. It's like watching a fucking horror movie. It was so dope.
I remember Doom back in the day on the PC.
His face just in the corner of your little life bar. That's all you had. No, now you're with demons, Marty, and you can summon fools like in fucking Grandma's Boy, Eternal Slayer or whatever, Eternal Death Slayer.
So you're not much of a gamer?
Not at all.
Damn, that's crazy.
Nope. These are recovering.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I got an Xbox when I was 20, and I missed two football games. My grandpa wanted me to watch with him. And I was like, I'm turning this thing in. I can't play it anymore. I played UFC straight. I was like, Grandpa, I'll be right there. 3 hours later, I'm playing the game still. Missed the whole game. I'm like, dude, this is addicting.
My thumbs hurt right now because I just got that.
His son's beating the dog shit out of him.
My kid's been whooping my fucking ass in that UFC 4. And it's like, damn. I can't stop. I got to, all right, run it back. One more. God damn it, I got to edit this fucking video. One more.
His son's eight. This.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, you suck. Yeah, and it's like.
You suck that. Yeah. No, his daughter's got to win on Fortnite, and she's four.
These kids are natural gamers. She's about to win. Nah, I know.
Fortnite is fucking difficult.
She won.
No joke. That game beats my ass.
First place. She's this tall. She won.
Not that confident. If she didn't hop on that UFC 4, she wouldn't be fucking whip my ass like Cam is.
You know what? But what if she did?
That's what I'm saying.
What
that's
if she just, like, as a prophet. Could you imagine?
Gaming savant.
I'm getting ready to throw her on fucking YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, she's nice. Cool. She's cool. So for Twitch, real quick. My question is, when you're done, since you play copywritten things and you're playing on show on YouTube, you can't save the video anymore. It can't stay on, right?
I mean, usually if you play something copywritten on Twitch, they'll just mute that part of the VOD once it's like uploaded, right? But they won't. VOD is just the video file. Like, right? I don't know what it stands for. It might
I thought that's what it was.
Video on demand?
I was like, the first time I ever get it right. That's not even it.
I'm not sure. But yeah, they just mute it. I play copywritten music a lot. I've had like album reviews and shit and never had a strike. They just mute it in the VOD. That's it.
Doesn't like ruin the video?
I mean, if like someone goes back to watch an old stream through
but that's the not VOD, really what Twitch is about, huh?
Yeah.
It's about being there, right?
Yeah, kind of.
See, I feel like you need to talk to people that do Twitch. You go, no, bro, what you're thinking is not right.
Yeah,
just go do Twitch.
There's still a chance you'll get copywritten. Like, hey, if you're watching this, don't take my word for it. You might get in trouble, but I haven't. So
good shit. I feel like you're not like malicious. I feel like that's what these apps like. He's just let him do his thing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
for the most part, I feel like you're just getting left alone. So, what's your Twitch handle?
Chris Udala.
Okay, it's the same everything.
Like everything, yeah.
Fucking lucky. So lucky, man. This is like the ultimate goal. Like, yeah, across all platforms. What's up, guys? Taking a moment to talk about one of our longtime sponsors, and this is Manscaped. Right now, did you know Manscaped just dropped some products for your beards? Yes, Manscaped is taking it above and beyond and above the waistline, guys. This is not for your dick. Introducing for Manscaped, Beer Hedger Pro Kit. For all the people out there that shape their beard, try to get that look, now you can do it with Manscaped. 5 o'clock shadows, gigantic beards, whatever you got, Manscaped can control it. First, this is a cordless trimmer. Second, with the rotary wheel, there are 20 different beard length settings. 20 different settings. So you don't have to have a drawer full of 16 attachments. It's one attachment that does 20 different settings, guys. Right now, go to manscaped.com/Yola. That's 20% off of everything and anything you can possibly buy and free shipping. All you got to do is use code YOLA. Manscaped does not stop at just the trim. They just introduced beard shampoo and conditioner. So right now you can get the beard kit. It has 3 free gifts: a beard comb, brush, and scissors. A whole kit to make sure your beard doesn't look like shit. So right now get 20% off of everything and free shipping by go to manscaped.com/YOLA. That's our code, and that's it. Remember, the new beard hedger: one stroke, one guard, 20 different lengths. And always, thank you so much for supporting the sponsors that support us. Back to the episode. I want to get into something. We had Josh. Obviously, you know Josh.
Yes.
You, before we start, you work with Raw.
Yes.
In what capacity? I'm a ambassador.
I'm a brand ambassador. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Cool. When did you start doing that?
Damn. I think like almost a year ago. A little under a year. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, when did you start working with Raw?
They saw, I made a rolling tutorial on TikTok, and then Josh saw it and was like, yo, we need to get you a better tray. I was using a shitty plastic tray, and he sent me some shit, and I was like, yo, if y'all ever want to work with me, let me know. And from there, it became this. I got Raw socks on right now. I don't think y'all can see, but always rapping, you know.
Nice, dude. Nice, nice. So if it's been that long, I'm not sure if you watched the Josh episode that he when he was on here, but I've known that fool for like a fucking decade, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always think, I've asked him before, like, dude, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay here forever and be Willy Wonka? Like, what are you going to do? And then we asked him, are you looking for fucking Charlie? And he brought up someone. He's like, I have someone in mind that we're, I think could be.
To take over the factory.
To take over my fucking, be my Charlie.
Word.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Probably it.
I mean, how long ago did he say that?
8 months ago.
Shit, maybe. I might be Charlie. That's crazy.
Might be Charlie. Because he said he was very talkative. He's super fucking nice. He's a very positive dude. And then when we sat down, I was like, remember I said it before you got here? I'm like, dude, I think this is the guy fucking Josh is talking about.
Those are some big fucking shoes. You better be ready to. That's why. That's
crazy.
But when he said it, you moved to Arizona.
Yeah. I mean,
do you ever not want to? I'm saying when he asked, was you hesitant?
He didn't ask me to move here, first off. Like, that was kind of my own play. I've always wanted to get out of Minnesota. Like, I just wanted to live somewhere legal, first off, somewhere warmer. Didn't mean to go to hell on accident. That's Arizona temperature, but.
Bro, yeah. You went 180. You went full fucking, let me see if I can survive the heat.
Yeah, I went in the middle of August, too. Oh, no. I was getting my ass beat, bro.
Probably all those sweaters.
Oh.
Damn.
That sucks. No, I wanted to ask that because Josh said something. I thought about that. I wonder what he's talking about. That was like 9 months ago. And then right when before you got here, I was thinking, I think it's the dude.
So has it been like worth it? Are you glad you made that move?
Like the move out to Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been worth it for sure. I've learned a lot just being like out on this side of the country because this is more where weed is talked about. And I've gone to some cannabis events and shit. That was real cool.
In Arizona?
Yeah. I can't wait to get out of there, though. Like, I think 1 year is enough. People are mean down there.
Are they?
Yeah, maybe I'm soft, but like compared to Minnesota, you know, Minnesota nice, that's like the thing people say about it.
I've
but
never
I don't know.
Heard that.
Oh, really? Yeah, well,
I know nothing
no
about
one talks
Minnesota
about Minnesota.
Snow, bro.
Yeah, no one talks. I forget. Like, no one cares. But
you guys got Fargo now, right?
Fargo?
You mean the TV movie?
Show? The movie? Yeah, it's Minnesota.
Is it? Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, it is. She's telling Bobby Hill.
Right. I don't watch TV. Gotcha. To be honest.
No, Fargo's a movie from like fucking 95.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a show now?
Shit's new to me. Yeah.
Oh, damn. You don't watch movies?
No, from 95. I don't watch Fargo.
Oh.
I don't know about that, to be honest.
Oh, okay. You say you don't watch any shows or nothing?
I'm not much of a TV guy. I grew up on the internet, so I'm a YouTube, Twitch type of guy. That's me. I watch anime. Got a bunch of anime on my shirt.
Like what kind of? The only anime I know is, already forgot. Come on. Come on. What the fuck's his name? Help me. All right, we'll
you're
see
thinking
how much
of Naruto.
No.
What the
you're
hell?
Thinking of you ready? It's badass. It's fucking from like 1998, maybe 2000.
Most anime, bro.
Come on. It's one fucking dude. He has one sick ass name. He kills the fuck out of fools. It's like a modern day. I feel so stupid right now. All my homies watch anime but me, so I'm really like from Merced.
Word.
I feel so stupid. It's a badass one. I guarantee someone's in the chat right now and already got it.
Yeah, they're mad at us for
not. My homie used to watch it all the time. It's a movie.
It's like
an anime like movie. It's two fucking hours. It's like 2 hours plus. It's very, very graphic. And it's badass. This guy's got one. He's got like one fucking name. I feel so brain dead.
I don't know. I've never known any of them.
Anyway. I knew of one.
Yeah, that's good.
I guarantee if you bring it up, that movie's the shit. I've never gotten an anime. I watched Dragon Ball Z a few times.
Yeah, I watched that as a kid.
That was it, dude.
Once I got into like college, I started watching anime hard. I watched Hunter x Hunter. That one, highly recommend. And then there's this one about dudes playing volleyball. I know how it sounds, but it's like it's one of the best things ever. They make the games into like a whole fight, damn near. I love it.
It's so dope. The thing about anime is like, yo, I'm going to punch you, but we're going to go to space while we do it. Come back.
Yeah, it's all about the theatrics, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love
whatever
that
happened
shit.
To Pokemon Go? Head fools killing themselves over the shit.
I literally
like
play that to this day.
Do you really?
Still going? Yes, bro. I love
out
Pokemon.
Here was nuts, bro. It was nuts. Fools were getting robbed. Fools were getting robbed every day because they were going to find rare Pokemon, and game banger fools were waiting at the site to rob people.
Damn.
That shit was the clever. That was a clever move.
That was a weird stretch.
No, but it isn't. Like, yo, they got a phone. Definitely got car keys or a wallet.
Not paying attention.
Portable charger.
Something. But, yo, they got something. It was fucked. Mm-hmm. Omar, my homie Ratchet Man, oof. He lived outside catching Pokemon. It was kind of cool phase in life where I saw like a lot of the world. Like, you guys are all collectively having fun in some ways. It's pretty cool.
2016, like, was
it that long
talks
ago?
About summer 16 because it was such a good summer. I think the only reason was because of Pokemon Go. That's Pokemon Go and the music of that year.
The time is going by. That was 2016?
Yeah.
We're saying that was like 7 years ago?
Yup. We're old as shit, bro.
Are you fucking kidding me? That was that long ago?
I would have put that at about 2 years ago.
I was going to say about maybe 3 to 4.
No.
Wow, I felt stupid.
The Killer Clowns thing was kind of similar.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had that out there?
I was talking about that. Yeah, there were some in my neighborhood. That shit was so stupid.
Did any of them ever get hurt?
Oh, definitely.
Right? I would have shot some good stories.
I would imagine you'd get shot in the head real quick.
That's an ultimate fear of somebody.
Especially in Arizona.
Well, no, you're out in Minnesota.
Yeah, in Minnesota, no one was doing shit about it. But, like, I'm sure in Texas, down south, something bad happened, probably.
Question.
Yeah.
What's the process of getting weed in Minnesota?
You find a plug, get weed from the plug. That's.
I mean, in the terms of, what's the process like? Is there variety? Do you have shit to choose from?
It depends. If you're in the cities, you can find you could find a plug with a crazy ass menu. If you're in the country, you buy the blue dream that the plug promises he has. You know, it's that type
Swished
of shit.
Buds,
yep.
Flat, slightly dry,
brown as hell
stem.
Mm-hmm.
Brown.
Yeah, I've had like some cocoa pebbles ass weed.
No,
there,
in the United States, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. But like that was in my youngster days. Once I got out to college,
Where'd you go to college?
I went to the U of M. I was running track and field out there.
Oh no shit!
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So you're fat. What is that noise?
Sorry, that's my foot.
Okay. You're fast as shit, or you do high jump?
I was a long
jump. Long jump. I knew it was something.
I ran two, but long jump and triple jump were my things.
So you blow your knees out basically because a triple jump shouldn't work.
Yeah,
that shit shouldn't exist. Oh, is that why you stopped?
Yeah. And because I was smoking weed a lot, like those were the two main reasons. I was getting tested
for college.
Yeah, I was D1. They were testing.
Oh! Yeah. That's all you had to say, bro. I was an athlete for real. You were a D1 triple jumper.
Yeah,
that's over the little hurdles.
No, it's this 1, 2, and then you do the long jump. It's the one where you look like you're gonna break your legs.
Mm. Basically, yeah.
That shit don't make sense to me. Like your legs shouldn't be able to. Fuck that shit.
There's a video of me that went viral just of me busting my ass one time. Like, I won our sections meet with a jump where I face planted. And, I thought that was pretty sick.
Wait, why wouldn't you always do that? You get more.
Nah, it seems like you would go further, but your face always hits the ground way too early if you go like that. We've tried it many times.
Have you ever folded your ass in half?
Like
trying to jump and, you know, get, you know how people get their legs out, they do that. Hit your ass and turn things so you don't flop back.
Yeah.
Have you ever just crunched your shit dead stopped?
No, that's what I imagine. I got into like the good landings in college. Like in high school when I was jumping, I was just landing on my feet because I could never get the landing down. But once I got into it, it's not that hard. You just push your legs out to the side. You kind of roll.
And you roll with it, yeah. I watched the Olympics heavy, bro. That jump doesn't make sense. But the triple jump, I always say, like, how do humans do it?
I was just explaining to my son, like, track is, like, kind of the coolest sport because there's, like, all these little sports within it. And it's, like, kind of, you're not going to get hurt for any other sports. It's going to make you better at those other sports. Like,
if anything, really
think about doing track.
Have y'all ever watched gymnastics at all?
No, I don't understand how people are so strong.
I was coaching gymnastics for a while. That was my first job, actually.
Can you do a backflip?
I could do one.
Oh, sick!
First guest ever. Maybe,
yep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, as the first guest so far that could do. Oh, maybe Steve-O.
Yeah.
He could definitely do a backflip.
First guest Steve-O that's ever claiming.
Yeah.
Yeah, said they could.
No, it's always a goal I always talk about live. Like, one day I'm going to be able to do a fucking backflip.
It's not as hard as you think. Literally, most of it is fear. Like, there is a chance you'll break your shit, but, like, it's mainly about just
my thing is, scared. Like, can I get high enough to throw my head back and it doesn't hit the ground? I don't know.
that's the main part.
Like, when I was a kid, I used to get almost, like, over and land on my chest, like, as a kid.
Yeah,
like,
that's do close the, enough.
A little season four. Somersault shit. A
little coach.
Season four. Yeah, if I had some big buff dude going, hey, with his hand on my back flipping me.
Yeah, that was me. I wasn't a little buff dude, though. I was like 15 at the time coaching. So,
coaching your high school?
Yeah, I coached. I mean, there was a need for like spotters and coaches. I was living out in the country at the time in Minnesota. So they just threw me in, young as hell, had me carrying people heavier than me, trying my best to throw them. It was a crazy job. It was probably like some of the most fun I've had besides when I was getting like farted on or watching people break their shit. Like,
break their arms in gymnastics?
Yeah. I was alone coaching one day. I was probably like 17. I don't even know if I was supposed to be alone. I hope I'm not snitching on myself. But there was no like adult supervising. I was just coaching one of our classes and a girl did a round off, which is like a cartwheel with a little spring. And she was going to go into a back handspring.
The thing?
Yeah. She knew how to do it on her own. She was going to go into it and she got scared, put her arm out behind her. You can see where that goes, right? That was messed up.
You ever got hurt doing track?
Track? I mean, yeah, I have a couple hernias.
Oh, wait, you said that you're back. Sorry. Yeah. Herniated disc, that's what I have, and a deteriorating disc. It sucks.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fun. Mm-hmm. So that's how you did it while jumping?
Yeah.
Blew your disc out?
I mean, that's what led me to quitting. Like, I could have gotten surgery, but I didn't. I'm scared.
Don't do it. Herniated disc, you just stretch. They told me to get surgery on mine. I'm like, nah, bro.
Yeah, you ever get those like injections?
No, steroids? Hell no. I've got those a
couple times. It helps low key.
It does the cortisone.
Yeah, but it's scary and those needles are big as hell.
Remember the guy that put one in my head?
Yeah.
Full hit me in the head without telling me with a cortisone needle. Because I had a deviated septum and it was like causing hella pressure.
Damn.
He's like, well, do you want a shot? I go, no, I think I'm good. I turn and he goes, wait. And he just dicks me, dude.
Nah, that's making me feel weird.
Oh, it went into my temple, and I felt like, he's all, don't move. And he stopped, and he went like this and put a tape over it. I go, I'm going to fucking hit him. It helped. But don't stick me with a fucking needle this big without telling me.
That's terrifying.
It was so terrifying. I'm like, yo, how is it still going? My skull. It's my skull. And I'm like, how are you still
just in your brain
Know. I thought it was going in for hella further, but the needle, you know, the bitch is this
it's
big.
It's huge, and it's wide, too, for no reason.
The cortisone shots. Damn, your back's hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah, your back's fucked.
It sucks.
That sucks. I hurt my back when I was 21, so I feel you.
Were you really bummed out when you had to stop doing track?
I heard it in high school, right? I heard it as a junior in high school and kind of like just bullshitted my way. I tried my best to hide it until my sophomore year of college.
You were still jumping with it?
Yeah. And then it got to a point where I like couldn't walk really. Like
that pain down the leg?
And like it just shooting down
the leg. Yeah, shooting constantly. Down to your calf, to your foot too.
So that's.
Yeah, the pinch.
That's when I had to stop. But like if I sprint right now, it'll hurt for a day and then it'll feel pretty much better. The main time it hurts is when I'm rolling over in bed.
Yeah, that's, you can't. Really, do you sleep on your side?
Yeah.
Stop. But that's the number one thing.
But it feels good.
I know, but you have to put a pillow there and a pillow next to you so you don't turn. Oh, that's the stage I'm in for the past 8 months. Because my chiropractor's like, your disc, stop sleeping on your fucking side. So that's the number one thing that would hurt your disc.
Damn,
dude. Last night I slept on my side. I was like, I don't care. I don't fucking care. And I woke up just stiff. My whole disc was fucked. Damn, that sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, it kind of worked out for the better. Like, I was planning on quitting track because, yeah, sure. I also was, like, planning on dropping out of school at the time. That was a whole other thing.
Not for you?
Yeah, it wasn't for me. And, like, I wanted to be a full-time streamer. I was already at a point where I was doing kind of well with it because I had 2 million followers on TikTok at the time.
So. While going to school?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was this?
Sophomore year of college, so I'm old, bro. I don't remember.
We're talking about 3 or 4 years ago.
It doesn't feel that long ago. I don't know. Pandemic is like messed my brain.
Oh, no, I feel you on that one. Yeah. I always forget those 2 years.
It's crazy.
How'd your parents feel about that?
I mean, my mom is pretty supportive. My dad is pretty supportive. I mean, he's from Nigeria, so I like telling an African parent, I'm dropping out of school, I'm going to smoke weed. Like, it doesn't sound too good, but then I told him, like, how much I'm making and where this could go.
And he's like, okay, my back, it doesn't work.
I mean, yeah, but, like, that, I didn't have to drop out of school because of my back.
You're right.
Smoking weed every day, and, like, my main focus was just growing my internet persona, which, I mean, it's not the best move, but I'm lucky it worked out.
Well, and you saw that what you wanted to do. Well, fucking Eric, have you ever met Eric Khan before?
I haven't met him, but I've watched him forever.
Yeah. Okay, he literally was, a couple months, half a semester away from being done, and he stopped school. He's like, nah, bro, I'm going to go this route. That's the first thing we talked about when he came on the show. He had quit just, a couple months before, and he was at a four-year college, and he would just last year decided, no, streaming, doing this is where I need to be. So if you're dedicated and you are willing to take it, lucky it worked out. See, most people are not willing to take the lucky it worked out.
Yeah.
They have to have a for sure thing.
I mean, I kind of felt like I had a for sure-ish thing. As for sure as the internet goes, because
popping the top on that?
Yeah.
Seen that.
But I had 2 million followers on TikTok at the time. If I streamed on Twitch, I knew I could pull over enough people. So I at least felt like I could rely on that. If I didn't have the following or the fan base at the time, there's no way I would have dropped out for it, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I just thought, I want to be a content creator but didn't have the following, I don't think I would have gone for it.
Or the following, too, because the following could be taken tomorrow, but you're going to build it back up because you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So like you said, fuck, if they take my TikTok, it's time to go.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's the only way that you'll last. That's the only way that you're going to be here when you're 33, 34. You know what I mean? That's the only way. Because most people go, oh, can't monetize this. I'm not willing to fucking quit school or not willing to go, I just did 8-hour shift. Still stream, fool. What the fuck? Nobody cares if you just got off work. Mm. Hurry up. That's the only way, dude. I've seen hundreds of these fools just do dope shit and just, oh, I delete it? Oh, I don't want to. No, I'm done.
Yeah. I've been battling the platform since the start, so it's whatever.
What about Instagram? Do you post like weed shit there?
I've never cared about Instagram. Like, I was growing for a time. I went up like 100,000 followers on Instagram and I was real excited. And then I just realized, like, I don't take pictures. I don't want to post my videos on here. It doesn't feel the
same. It's the clip. You post the clip and go, hey, new episode's up.
Yeah.
It's your mailing list.
Okay, yeah.
Use it as advertisement, bro.
That's kind of how I use TikTok now, though. So I guess
perfect.
Use both of them that
dude,
way.
Dude, use them all. Power them all up, dude. Because a lot of people don't have TikTok or Snapchat or something else, but they have Instagram. Or a lot of people don't fucking have anything but Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So there's always people on Twitter that do not fuck with Instagram. I know you know that. There's fools that are like, oh, I'm on Twitter because why would I be on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
So I know you fuck with Twitter, too.
Yeah, Twitter's fun.
Yeah, see, Twitter's fun because you're allowed to do whatever the fuck you want, talk shit. You can say whatever you want. Go, hey, don't watch them.
People hate on Twitter just because it's like the most toxic platform.
I don't see that.
Oh, you don't?
I don't see any of the stuff.
What part of Twitter are you on? I follow like 15 people. You just see happy shit?
Pretty much for the most part.
Your life is sick.
Yeah, I just disregard
somehow, it. Despite all you watching is fucking World Star fights and shit.
I haven't in a long time. Oh. Because YouTube decided to take it the fuck off the internet. YouTube took all the World Star comps off, and there's only like 8 left.
Damn.
I've seen them too many times.
That's not easy to do.
You ever watch like Street Beefs? These dudes on.
Shout out to Street Beefs. I know you're watching. I know you're watching. They asked us the dopest to support to sponsor.
Oh, really? Day.
They're trying to figure it out, but. Hell yeah, I watch Street Beefs. Yeah, fair play be fucking fools up. All right, shout out to that motherfucker with the suspenders. He beats the shit out of people. Sometimes I feel so bad. They're like, coming in, 6'2 giant fuck, 49-year-old white man that's never fought in his life. He has basketball shorts. Little dude has a fucking Walmart shirt, and he's punching overhand. Mm. Like, don't do that, dude.
God, this man's got good entertainment, though.
It is, but sometimes it's like, who the fuck set this up? They're not even in the same weight limit.
Those dudes are, they're with it, though, usually. Like, they want to squash that beef. They're brave, you know? Braver than me. I wouldn't get in the ring with someone that much bigger than me.
Dude, sometimes it's not.
We need to do commentary on some shit.
Sometimes
like
it's not fair, man. Sometimes it's just. But sometimes I'm like, I was watching yesterday, and I go, one of these kids is going to get picked up into a fucking fighting league because some of these fools are fucking good at fighting.
Yeah, some of them are monsters.
Some of them are like, wow, you know what the fuck you're doing. Ending a fight in one round, like, yeah, it's the drunk dude next door, but still, you know what you're doing.
We're talking about just like regular.
Street Beefs is a fucking cage someone made in their backyard, Marty, and the floor is dirt and people fight on it.
Gotcha.
To like squash their like real life
problems. Yeah, sometimes it'll be like real life problems and they'll walk up like, fuck that motherfucker, and they'll just start fighting with the gloves.
No, they have like an anthem, like put the gun down, put the fists up. That's their whole like thing. It's kind of sick. I think it's cool.
I there was one of them, one of the versions of it was really bad, and me and my fiance used to sing it all the time. I feel go brain dead right now. I'm trying to think of it. I knew the words to it. And it was so fucking it's like, put your fists up or some shit. That's what put the guns. Wait, literally what he just fucking said. I'm trying to catch the rhythm in my head because I know the song. Me and Rosie were saying it all the time. Fucking Street Beefs. Anyway, yeah, it's like UFC, but very unregulated. Then the weight classes are like, how old are you? You guys are close enough in age. Yeah. Just fight.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what I mean? Like oldest to youngest as kids, that's pretty much Street Beefs. Like, yo, just fucking fight them. Because there are some like actual big fucking fools that walk in the ring. I've seen this one guy that gets on there all the time with like my haircuts, all his hair's always shaggy and shit, but he's a big fucking wank. I see his ass getting knocked. Sorry, talking about Street Beast too much. My bad. I'm getting off Street Beast, guys. My bad. Anyway, yes, I have seen Street Beast.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you into like UFC and MMA or anything?
Not that much. I used to be. I want to get back into it. Mm-hmm. I haven't really been watching sports. I've been streaming every day. Streamers don't watch sports, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have one streamer.
The streamer is just like dorky gamer type vibe. Uh-huh. And I've fully accepted that. I went from athlete to dorky gamer. I'm
athlete.
Mathlete.
Athlete to mathlete.
Yeah, I mean
beer fest.
I guess.
That's what they call nerds. Mathlete. So, wait. You were an athlete your whole life. You grew up in Minnesota. Are you a fucking Vikings fan? I feel like you have to be.
I mean, I support them when they're doing good.
Oh, no. Okay. So you're like, fuck the Vikings.
Yeah.
Because can you name one Viking besides Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss? I can't, bro. Oof.
I should be able to as a Minnesotan, but like, I'm not going to just to make them mad in the comments.
Oh, shit. Okay. Hold on. Are you an only child?
No, I got two sisters.
Younger or older?
One older, one younger. I'm a middle child, yeah.
All right. What do they do for, like, work and shit?
One's in college. The other one, what is she doing? Damn. We can't air this no more. I think she was working at a makeup store recently. I don't know what her vibe is right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They live back in Minnesota, too?
Yeah.
Damn, what's the life in Minnesota? Give me the day. Like, the day, because he grew up in Buffalo, where it's snow and... It's brick outside is where all you motherfuckers say. So I've heard that from somebody from Buffalo. So what do you do? Like, what do you do in Minnesota when there's no weed?
Okay, there's normally weed, though. That's the thing. You can, no matter where you're at, you can find weed. The quality is what differs.
Okay, sorry. It's such a different vibe for me to grow up.
Yeah. You do whatever. I mean, in the cities, there's a lot to do.
It's the plot of the Mighty Ducks.
Minneapolis is little Chicago. Right. Like, that's the vibe out there.
Chicago's dope as hell.
Yeah, so, Minneapolis is just a smaller version of that, I'd say.
I always want to ask, like, what did you do? Because I know what I did. Like, oh, we all tried to, like, look at the Sandlot. Put your money together and get a fucking baseball. And over there, it was like, yo, how much weed can we all get if we all put our weed together and all our money together? And we'll get one Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah.
Because it's $5 and we all got a dollar on it.
Nah, we were... Skateboarding is big in Minnesota.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I mean, like, when it's not...
Well, snowboarding is obviously the second.
Yeah, there's a lot of snowboarders out there. I've never snowboarded as a Minnesotan. I want to really? So bad, but yeah.
You never... I mean, obviously it snows where you're at. You never went outside and just fucking hopped up?
I mean, I never had a snowboard. Oh, someday okay. I want to go to, like, some crazy-ass mountain. And
Big Bear. Learn. Big Bear up here. And they have Mammoth. I've never been to Mammoth.
Neither.
But California's the spot, dude.
Okay, where?
Yeah, I've been snowboarding. I was like six. I was a little fat kid. I wore sweats outside my jeans, and they both got wet, and they got heavy, and I got pissed, and I just gave up.
Uh-huh.
That was my only snowboarding career. Okay, so real quick, we're going to do something, a little segment. We're going to ask you two things. We're going to ask you, I guess, a question, and you just tell us, how do you feel about that? This segment's called Where You At? All right, so where are you at with what we're talking about? Marty made up this segment, and I feel like it's a really good one. It goes into so many different topics. So, okay. Marty, if you want to start that.
All right. Where are you at with? Well, we always do this, but this isn't really a where you at, but falls under it. 16-year-old version of yourself walks in here.
Oh, that one. All right, let's do that.
All right.
That's
technically right. The start to where you at.
Okay.
And he's pissed. Who wins in a fight?
16-year-old you walks in
16
and wants to beat the shit out of you. Are you going to beat the fuck out of him?
Beat my little ass.
All right, then. All right, all right. Oh, you were just running little 16-year-olds.
Yeah, just a scrappy little kid. I was bigger in college, but like, nah, 16, I was a little dude.
Okay. Dude, most people are like, nah, that fool would have shot me. Like, most guests are like, nah, that fool would have stabbed me. Or like, nah, that 16-year-old me was crazy.
I was pretty chill.
good, because that's me. Yeah. Like, 16-year-old me would have beat the fuck out of me. But
that was my same reaction.
Like, I was just chilling.
We need to make a highlight reel of everybody's immediate reaction.
Yeah, like, fuck no. We've had some guests go, no, like, oh, hell no. Nah.
Damn.
Is it a good like test of, like, are you physically fit? If 16-year-old you could mop you, get in shape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
16-year-old me was different than a little buff fuck. Uh-huh. That's not fair.
If 16-year-old me starts running, he's gone.
I heard. He's going to fucking day-day. Yeah. out the warehouse. All right. You're going to beat this shit. All right. Good yeah, it's shit.
It's over for him.
It's over for him. I'll never even make it to this.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll make sure I die.
Damn.
Jesus. Yo, that's some Inception shit.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, I like that. That was good. Sorry, continue.
All right. Where you at? Where are you at with germs overall in general? The 5-second rule. If you drop something on the floor, is it disgusting? Are you touching door handles in public places?
Are you dropping shit on snow and still eating it? I would.
I mean, as a kid, I was eating snow. Like, I don't know.
I would definitely take a bite.
Doing that. I mean, I'd probably still take a bite. Yeah, it's whatever. If I drop, okay, 5-second rule, depends if it's sticky, right? Like, if I drop a Jolly Rancher, ew, you know, that's ooh, over. But if I drop, if I drop a whole burger, right, and it stays completely in burger shape and just bounces, right, just from, you know, I'm going to probably pick that shit up. I might even give it 15. Like, I'll give it.
Oh, okay. Shit.
See,
okay.
I said 15-second rule.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So the other day, hold on, after I won't say who, but one of our friends was drunk, and I was walking him back to the car so our friend could drive him home. He's just fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dropped one of our sharks, mid-eat, one of our gummy sharks, onto the ground of my parking lot.
And this could only be one person.
Grabbed it. And I stopped him. I'm like, no. Again, I gave you have a bag in your hand. But like, I don't want to waste it. Like, bro, please waste it. It was a 2-second rule. No. Any public place, ooh, you cannot. I always imagine someone took a shit there last night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
I was gross when I was a kid, right? Like, if I saw like a piece of candy on the ground in my house, like, I'm eating that. That's going in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fucked up story. So I found what I thought was a Tic Tac, right? It was just chilling in my room, and I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna eat this. I was like 11, 10, something like that. I go to take a bite, and I couldn't get through it. It was like it just stuck in my mouth. And I eventually cracked it, but I was like, oh, what the fuck? Spit it out. And then I went back for it. I was like, let me just swallow it. I come to find out that was probably a tooth. I don't have confirmation, but my little sister lost a tooth that day.
You ate some bones.
So, yeah, I potentially could have ate bones on accident. Chewing is that, like, illegal to admit? Am I, like, getting locked up for this one?
No.
I'm trying to think of, like, on eating people. So, for sure, teeth can break teeth.
I mean, I'm here at it.
It's a baby
tooth.
I'm not
sure if I... One of them cracked. It could have been my tooth. It was. I was using my molar. I never really, like...
Could you imagine you cracked your own tooth? Molar. It was just a rock?
It was trying to eat a rock? It was just a white thing. And I was just like, I'm eating it.
Yo, your appetite's crazy.
I'm not that no more. Nowadays, I'm good. Right?
Nowadays, I'll wait to buy shit from the store.
Yeah, McDonald's, I don't live too far. You
know, not just eat random.
I'm not eating teeth anymore.
The only story I've ever heard, this guy named John used to do moving with in Portland. He told me, I handed him some candy, and he always did this. I mean, not always. The first time he went like that. I was like, bro, I'm not going to dose you. Like, I was only 15 at the time. Like, you're the fucking 40, bro. Don't worry. I'm not going to get you. And plus, I would take the drugs myself. I'm not going to get you. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed that he did it again. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? He goes, I have to check everything out before I eat it. And then he told me when he was 12, he was with his homies, and he used to sell crack. And him and his homies were like slaying crack. And he was like, I was eating lemon heads in my pocket. I pull some out. I'm eating them. I pull some out and I'm chewing. And I wonder, like, and a little baggie came out. He's like stuck on his tooth. And he swallowed a whole crack rock, a whole like a dub of it. And he was like, bro, I was fucking on one. I was gone. So I can't not eat something without staring at it, making sure it's, and then eating it.
That's crazy.
So 5 second rule is different from him. But yes, you ate a tooth and he ate a crack rock. So that's okay. I accidentally swallowed like a gram of coke once. And that was. No, that's fun. But it was a waste of money.
How long did that last?
Accidentally swallowed it.
My homie told me, gum the bag. I was like 16.
Oh.
And I just flipped it inside out without looking. I went. And he goes, wrong bag. And I turned to him like, whoa, your night's over. Because that was all the rest of the drugs we had. Damn. And I ate that.
Were you on fire for like hours or not?
No, I just got numb. Real numb, like right here. I was on one. Let's not talk about drugs anymore. Let's go to the other segment and it doesn't have nothing to do with drugs, bro.
Where are you at with superstitious thoughts? OCD style number counting, numerology going on in your head.
You one of those people? You're not knocking really. On wood when you think of some terrible Final Destination thoughts?
Nah.
No?
Not really.
Okay.
I used Good to for be, you. But nowadays I'm... Life is weird, and I've just accepted it. I let things be. Superstitions are too much for me. I don't know.
All right. That's no, good for you. Yeah. Shit. You don't have to worry, man.
Yeah, like what are some of your superstitions?
I don't think they're superstitions, but I think they're more manifestation shit now.
Okay.
Like if some shit hits me in the head, I'm like, no, I can't think about that shit. That shit might happen because it's happened before, and I'm like, oh, no, I full dies and shit. Like, I'm not taking the risk. I'll do this and look like a dummy before I let some shit happen. Because okay. I'm on like some, like, was that me? Like, did I think of that and it happened? Because it's happened. So it's like, it's not superstition. It's more of, superstition.
Yeah.
Never mind. That's exactly what it is. Never mind, man. My bad, guys. Sorry. Here.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am too.
Oh, I want to hear this one.
Now, solo. Are you jumping out of a plane or deep sea cave diving if you have to do one? Oh,
jumping out of a plane.
Deep that sea cave shake diving. Of the head told me everything. Hell, know.
What the fuck? The ocean is so scary.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine getting on the beach and 30 minutes later at the bottom of the ocean in someone's in something's body?
Yeah.
By getting eaten, I'd be fucking heated.
And you're still alive?
Heated,
just
bro.
Just chilling in a whale's stomach, bro.
You know how mad I'd be? What if he ate a shark and I had to fight that motherfucker in his stomach?
The shark eats you real, inside the whale's stomach? God damn.
I'd be
damn. Double stomached. That'd be nuts.
I would rather die and starve to death inside of a whale's stomach under the ocean than try to swim back out and wander from in the middle of the water. God, this is the worst fucking fear of all time. Oh my God. And just
float for a few hours before you drown.
Have you ever seen those like caving videos of the dudes that go inside
I'd
of
rather caves do that like, than go underwater.
I would never cave. Like, that is the scariest
claustrophobia shit doesn't get me.
Really?
Not even
really?
A little bit.
So you wouldn't feel a little weird knowing you're literally under the earth, just like
sandwiched. I wouldn't. It's scary because like, yo, I could get stuck and die, but it's not scary for me to be in small spaces.
Okay, word.
At all, bro. Gosh. Honestly, like when people are in crowds, like not even nothing. Like I'm getting squished, like nothing whatsoever.
Nah, I got
I just
stuck
do this
in
shit.
I got stuck in an elevator one time and thought I was going to die. I was in there for like 2 minutes only, but like.
The elevator getting stuck is scary depending on what kind of building you're in. Like when you walked in and like there was like tweakers outside, like, bro, no one's coming for us. There's no front desk guy. We're dead. You know what I mean? But like at a hotel, I'm sure they're going to get us the fuck out. They need to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel you. My mom's mad scared. My mom's mad scared of elevators too. Every time we get on, I can see her. Every time. My grandpa, the scariest man that we talked about in TED Talk, the murderer ass fool. Mm-hmm. He is so scared when he came to my apartment because he had to walk down a hallway. And he got in my apartment. He's super claustrophobic. A fucking apartment. I saw him and he was standing there like looking down. I'm like, why does my scary grandpa look scared?
You mean scared of heights?
No, he's just afraid of the apartment being so small. He's a truck driver.
What the fuck?
Drives a diesel all day and sits in the coffin all day. Sorry, it was just really funny to bring up. Yeah, claustrophobic shit, not even a little bit. I would rather sleep in like a little sleeping bag and have no room, just knowing like, yo, no monsters are out there. As a kid, I would like to make a cocoon over myself. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. That's how I did it. Oh, that's the opposite. Thank God.
Not me. I can't have a shirt be too fucking tight. I don't like. Oh, yeah, I can't sleep next to the wall.
I'd rather sleep on the floor right next to that corner because nobody can get up behind me and shit. Nobody can fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
I got restaurants. I have to sit to the fucking to the wall. I can't let like. Let's get on another topic. Jesus Christ, motherfucking like thinking of mafia hits and shit. Like, oh fuck. Back to the wall. Go ahead. My bad.
So. Where are you at with, I call it vehicles for your cannabis. If you had to pick one for the rest of your life, blunts, papers, bongs, dabs, pens, which one are you running with for life exclusively?
I'm a joint guy. I've been that way. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a raw brand ambassador. I got off blunts when I got to college for track and field. I was like, let me take care of my lungs a little bit. You know, I still want to smoke every day, but maybe no more tobacco. Mm-hmm. So I like joints. I like how natural it feels. I like tasting my weed, shit like that.
When did you start smoking weed?
I was like 14, 15.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Who did it?
Who? Huh?
Who's the one that did it to you?
My friend Nick.
Yeah?
Yeah, one of my homeboys. I don't know if I'm not supposed to like say his name, but like.
You find out later and bleep it if you have
to. Yeah, okay.
It was Goblin, Nick.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Nick
Goblin.
Yeah,
that one. We were out in some like wooded area back in my hometown, and he was like, you want to smoke a bowl? I was like, fuck it. That's really all it took. And
then that's it. You were curious,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I never really had experience with weed. I was just like, I want to smoke someday. I might as well get it out of the way now. And then we went to Walmart. I accidentally stole a box of protein bars. I didn't realize. I grabbed it, and I was just like, yeah, this shit looks good as hell. No, I just like kept holding it and just walked
out with it.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was there. I just kept moving, you know? Mm.
Dude, but you're an athlete. This fool got high and was like, I need to go steal protein bars.
No, I never eat those either.
Like, okay. I was saying, this fool just switched right to the
they
protein.
They looked so chocolatey. I was like, oh, I need that.
I thought it was the complete opposite. Like, well, I got to take care of my health if I just started doing drugs. So, damn, your homie Nick got you smoking, and then how long was it after until you're like, I get my own sacks now?
3 days.
Oh, damn, you got hooked.
I mean, I wasn't
the
like
most
hooked
fun.
Immediately. I just realized, like, wait, everyone does this shit. I never realized that until I started smoking and asking other people, like, you smoke? And they're like, yeah.
So, did your mom and dad smoke?
Nah.
No? Oh, the way you said that, are they very, like, religious?
I mean, my parents are pretty religious, but they're just not really for smoking. My dad's always been trying to, like, tell me to make my content less smoking related.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he doesn't really get this side of the internet. He doesn't see how like the weed tube scene has been around forever, you know, shit like that. So
I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you mean? I've never heard a parent like, I would like you to dial it back.
Oh, yeah. That's really all he says. My mom is kind of the same way. She'll text me every now and then and be like, hope you're not using all the time. She calls smoking using, which is crazy. Oh, sometimes.
Man. Where's your mom from?
She's from Minnesota.
And your dad's from Nigeria?
Yeah.
How the hell they meet?
My dad came out to Tennessee, and then, I don't know, they ended up linking at the Mall of America somehow.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's all I know.
Thank the Mall of America that you're here. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Colin smoking weed using is hilarious.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, I'm just over here using.
Oh, I'm going to start saying that. Use trees.
I like use that, trees. Yeah.
I like use trees. Uh-huh. Damn, using. Oh, man, that makes it feel even worse.
Yeah, that's rough.
Sorry, Mom. Let me take this thing off my arm real quick. My bad. So your parents are like, we would like you to smoke less.
Yeah, but they understand that, like, this is what I do.
Yeah.
And, like, my fan base like it. I like it. It works, you know?
And that's all that really matters, bro.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like you are staying in their room.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing your own thing. Also, what did your sisters think about it? They smoke?
I don't know. Oh. My little sister snitched on me for vaping one time. Like, I don't vape anymore. She's 4, 5, 6 years younger.
Put the mic just a little more in front of you.
Yeah, sorry.
Right there. No, you're good.
6 years younger, maybe.
Oh, so she just started college.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course, she snitched on you. She's way younger.
Okay, it was crazy because she asked, can I hit you a vape? I had it in the car. I was driving her to my dad's one day, and she said, do you have a vape? And I was like, yeah. And then I said, you want to hit it or something? And she was like, for sure. Starts dying, of course. And then right after, like, I drop her off at my dad's. I head back home. I get a call from her, or call from my mom, like, why the hell did you let Adeze hit your vape? So pissed. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, that's how
maybe
it
she
is.
Got sick and she just said, oh, I hit a vape.
I think she just snitched. But hey, if you watch this, I remember.
Oh, hater. How are you going to hit this shit and be involved? Did you say, hey, she actually brought it and she made me hit it? No, that's what I would have said. She brought it out of her backpack.
It was her vape. It was her the whole
hell
time.
Yeah. What's she going to say? No, it wasn't.
That'd be funny.
No. I don't know. She already admitted to smoking.
Hmm.
The worst thing.
Down your fucking toes.
You know, the worst thing I ever did. I won't say everything, but I have a stepbrother I don't really fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
And we were cool when we were in high school, and he's older than me, and we were going to high school together. I got kicked out and moved to Oregon. He smoked cigarettes a lot, and he would sneak off and find cigarette butts at the stores, bro, and smoke them.
That's despicable. Oh,
it was horrible, and I never smoked weed with him because I'm like, bro, you're going to get fucking herpes and give it to me, bro. And then that's put it on their brutal spoons and give it to our little sisters. What are you doing? Anyway, the worst.
You're gonna spoon feed them.
That thought process.
No, because like, well, you eat something, green drink, give a drink to our little sister, yeah. And now you fuck their face up.
Yeah.
So that was like always pissed off. Anyway, he was moving away. He was gonna move with his dad, right? Mm-hmm. He was my stepbrother. He's gonna go back to his dad's, and he always smoked. So what I did is I smoked a little bit of weed. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going outside. It's cold. I used to smoke cigarettes when I was younger. And I had some weed, and I boxed the bathroom at like 4 or 5 in the morning because nobody comes upstairs to that bathroom. Like, fuck it. Who gives a shit? And I blow the smoke out the window. Doesn't work. It still fucking stinks. I promise you guys. Yeah. I always thought I was slick. Turn the water on. No. And then it's like 5:30 in the morning. I come out, and right when I'm coming out, I'm walking down the hallway, and I see my stepmom. I don't know why she's in the fucking hallway. But I see her, and I look at her and just do this, go,
pee, you.
No, it's like, it smells in there. And she goes, looks at it, just smokes. She goes, she goes in my stepbrother's room and just starts smacking the shit out of him. He was about to move 2 hours later, and he came out, I swear. And I walked back in my room, and I said nothing. That's the worst thing I ever did to somebody.
Damn.
That's funny as hell.
But he's a piece of shit. He's always smoking in the bathroom. I was like, you know what? I'll do it this time. Mm-hmm. And blame it on his ass because he's fucking moving anyway. He moved 2 hours later. So it's not like he got the repercussions.
Yeah.
You were within your rights to do that shit.
Yeah, but I didn't think she was out there. It was fucked up, dude. I felt bad as I'm in my room. Like, I could hear her yelling. I'm like, oh, shit. In Spanish, too. I'm like, oh, no. Fuck it. And when I went back out there, she was spraying. I went, like, fucking dude. Oh, I was such a piece of shit, dude. I was such a piece of shit. I'm so sorry. I was only fucking 15 years old, but
yeah, you're allowed to be a piece of shit.
Exactly. And your sister, you know, maybe it was a slip up.
Yeah, maybe she
smelled.
She was bragging. She was like, "Yo, I vaped."
Or maybe she smelled. And went, what did you smell like? He let me hit his vape. Chris, let me hit his vape.
Okay, yeah.
It might have been one of those fucking hands up moments, bro.
Yeah,
because that's what mine was. Fuck.
I'll give her the benefit. Yeah, of the doubt. So. Yeah,
you should make a shirt out of that little hand behind your back with the fucking eighth bag.
I don't use
like a Goosebumps shirt. Yeah, exactly. Like the covers of Goosebumps is just the back of my hand. Stepmom in the distance.
Exactly.
Oh, Marty, I love that. Ooh, okay. So your parents don't or would like you to use less. You don't know if your sisters smoke yet. One of them snitched on you. All right. We caught up to your family.
I feel like we know him better now.
Yeah. Do you have cousins that smoke weed or anything? You have anybody in your family that you connect with and on that level?
Not really, no.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. And the ones that I do know, I'm not going to say anything because their parents are not cool with it. So.
Oh, so you grow up in that kind of family.
I mean, aren't just that's more just down. Like my Nigerian side of my family. They're not really cool with weed. So.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah, that's really good.
Well, it's a business at this point, so maybe in the future they'll be like, yeah, you see him? Look at him. Making money. Hopefully. It took 8 years to be able to tell my grandma the same shit.
Damn.
It took nine years.
That would piss me off. Like, you get all rich through weed, and now they're all cool with it. Like, no.
You know what? Fuck it. Let it be. Like, you know what? As long as you're here, that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find, because they're strict. No drinking, no smoking, nothing, bro.
Damn.
If you don't work 18 hours a day, you're a bitch. My grandma and grandpa, because they're... hard working as an immigrant fool. So I told them what I did and I showed them a fucking billboard, and that was the craziest moment of my life. And my grandma was like, oh, I love it.
Damn.
I told them it's fake smoke, you know, on there, but you know, it was fake smoke on the front, but not the back.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, whoa, can't believe it. So I hope one day, bro.
Yeah.
I hope one day that you could do that. I'm like, yeah, look, they're rocking your shirt and shit. Cause it takes a while. It took a long time. How long have you been doing this fully as weed? Like 4 years?
4 years now, yeah.
It took a year six to I was like, actually like, yeah, that's what I do. But not my grandma and grandpa. So it just takes time, man.
Yeah.
And you have an immigrant parent, just like my immigrant grandma and grandpa. It's different when you're like, you're going to do drugs and show everybody that you're a fucking drug addict. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how they think too.
Yeah.
So I feel you, man. It'll take time, but you'll get there. So I just lagged on that joint forever. I'm so sorry. All right. Next one. That took for fucking ever. I'm sorry.
Did you let the fans know that you finally found your pack?
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to you about it. Yeah, I finally found some weed, guys.
Season one since we last said this.
It's been 2 years since I found weed to buy. Like, pounds to buy?
Yeah.
Because I just want to smoke it. Nothing. Everything burning black. I go, oh. Tastes like shit, too. I bought so many half pounds. I'm like, oh. Heartache, bro. That's money.
It's not supposed to be a sad experience. Go re-up and shit.
I know. I'm a picky motherfucker. Are you with the weed? Oh, wait. You're from Minnesota.
Yeah.
So the Arizona weed, it's a little better?
It's better. It depends if you're willing to spend like $40 to $60 an eighth, right?
Yeah. Well, what about like the ounce?
An ounce, $300 for like a good ounce, $360 within that range. But I mean, back in Minnesota, I could get some gas for $240. Right.
I mean, I was buying that weed in 2000, that exact strain, 2016 for $130 a zip. A fire. QPs were 500 flat.
Damn.
And then it went up to 400 because the pandemic fucked everything up, and now they're right back down.
Dang.
So weed is cheap. There are the same, there's, I'm not going to say the brand, but there's a cutout here of a certain dude that charges 10 bands a pound. And sells out in seconds. Every fucking time. In seconds, bro.
And it's just the hype? Or is it?
It's good. It's the batches that are good are the best OG I've ever smoked.
Oh, okay. Word.
But the ones that I've gotten out of 25 batches, I've had four fire ass ones. And the rest, I'm like, are you serious?
Dang.
And the new ones, the gelatos, are $11,000 a pound. And the price on that is so preposterous. Who? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be buying with smoke, you know?
Yeah.
So at that point, it's like, so the heady shit is out of reach. This makes it not fun. I don't know. And it's like going to the restaurant. I'm like, yo, the burgers are 40 bands. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
You know? Like, who can eat there?
Yeah.
Fucking Oprah.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. So Oprah can buy those pounds. That's about all I'm trying to say, guys.
It's the name of the episode.
Oprah buys pounds. LBs. All right, go ahead.
Where are you at with paranormal activities or UFOs?
Ooh, how is that out there?
Experiences or thoughts on that?
I think aliens are real because that'd be so fucking boring if they weren't. Like, there's no way. This whole ass universe, there's nothing else, right? Like, that'd
be insane.
I don't believe that for a sec. So there's got to be something else out there. Ghosts? I believe in ghosts just because it's more fun, right? Like,
I like that too.
There's got to be some paranormal shit, probably.
You never seen
I've never really had ghost experiences. I had an electronic fireplace in my basement that turned on by itself in the middle of the night. It would randomly do that, and I was like, that's either a ghost or the electronics are fucked up.
Yeah, it's like one or the other.
Yeah, but yeah, I think ghosts, they're probably real.
So nothing, you ever seen on UFO shit out there?
Nah.
Nothing?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
April thought we had a ghost in our house once. My daughter was like 2, and she had a big ass pile of toys. And every once in a while, like, you'd walk past the toys, and one of the toys' batteries was dying on the bottom of the pile, and you just hear like this little voice, like,
ew,
from just coming from nowhere. You couldn't even tell where it was coming from. Every once in a while, just a little voice. 2 days, she thought there was a fucking ghost. I kind of did too.
Yeah, that'll happen. I don't fuck with my older sister used to like not like them, but she always got porcelain dolls. We shared a room.
No. Freaky ass dolls.
Bunch of dolls just on the fucking shelf. Like, I know you're moving. I know you're gonna fucking move in the night.
No kid has ever played with a porcelain doll.
No, you're not supposed to. They're porcelain. Yeah, they're fragile. Yeah. They're to look at. Old people go, see, my daughter likes it too. Like, no, she fucking doesn't. Sister hated them. But I used to got to the point where I would put them on the ground and blanket on top of them. Because I'm like, yo, if you move, yeah, I'll fucking know.
He's got
you
a real Chucky thing, too. So that's,
I hated Chucky as a kid, too.
Damn. I was terrified of the movie Jumanji as a kid.
Why?
I don't even remember. Mom throw away the VHS. I was that scared.
Were you scared because you thought it could happen to you? Or were you scared?
Yeah. I saw something happen in the movie, and I was like, no, that's going to happen to me for sure.
Those fucking fingers, Alan Parrish. Yeah.
Nah,
that scared me, too.
That was the scariest movie. I was afraid of everything as a kid, though. Really? Yeah, I was a pussy until I was like 14.
Like movies, everything?
Yeah, until I saw the movie Insidious. When never that movie came out, oh, that was.
Is it where they're in the caves?
Nah, that was just like one of the biggest horror movies of like the past 10 years or something. But it was cool at the time. It was really scary, but. That was the first thing I saw, and then I got like really into horror after that. But
before that, I was like scared horror
of
like shit.
Mascots. I was scared of roller coasters. Anything.
Mascots?
Yeah,
like the people in suits.
Yeah, like Chuck E. Cheese. You know, Old Country Buffet is this restaurant, this buffet. I think it might only be in the Midwest. They had this bee. I remember bawling my eyes out the first time I saw his.
You were that kid. We're like, yo, this kid's afraid of the fucking Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, bro. I got a clown for that, but I was scared. I don't know.
I was afraid of a doll that was smaller than me, so I understand. Yeah. His name was Chucky. So I get it. And he was possessed by a guy that he couldn't even drive.
Yeah, it's still kind of an issue.
After like 18, I was high as shit with my sister one time. We were at my grandma Grace's. My dad had just bought me a Chucky doll for Christmas. So when I opened the paper, it was fucking Chucky. And I just remember like the inner kid just like, fuck! Everyone in my family was in on it. Fuck you. And it was fucked up. And then like a couple weeks later, I remember, and the thing is, my little brother Rocco, my little brother that does the comments right now, my little brother, he's fucking 18 now. He loved the doll so much, he kept it. And I had to fucking deal with that. It was in my house.
Damn.
Like the doll, he loved it, dude, as a kid. I always like put it underneath the toy chest and like put toys on it. Ugh. Anyway, we were getting high one day. My sister's like, dude, jump on him. You're right. I could just jump on top of him and crush him. All right. And that's the day I stopped being afraid of Chucky. Rationalized, like, he's a doll, fool.
Yeah.
Fight a gangbanger. I'm more scared of a gangbanger. Like, yeah, you know, I'll fight a gangbanger. My mom hits harder than that motherfucker. So, yeah, I feel you on being scared of stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like mascots and Chuck E. Cheese. But Chuck E. Cheese, Those fucking animatronics he's still scary. A little
creepy.
Hell yeah. You ever seen that movie Fright Night at Freddy's?
The game? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever seen the movie?
There's a movie?
Yeah. Nicolas Cage is the star of the movie. And it's a full movie. And it's so graphic and gory, bro.
I have not seen that, nah.
Like, they're all killers, right? All the mascots are killers, right? And that's what the game's about?
Yeah.
That's the movie, then. Yeah. Damn. It's a terrible movie, but, like, Nicolas Cage fucks shit up. You should watch it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't watch horror movies, dude. Like, what's the last one you watched?
Last horror movie? Smile.
That shit was creepy looking.
That shit was pretty cool. It was decent. Yeah, like out of the past few years, I feel like movies in general, unless you're watching some dramatic shit or like superhero shit, it's the movie pool felt kind of dead. But I thought Smile was good for horror.
Did you watch that Black Phone movie?
Yeah.
I know, I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but I thought it was okay. And then I was like, oh, I wasn't stoked.
Yeah, I remember people in my Twitch chat were hyping it up, and I saw it, and I was like, it's a basic horror movie. The concept felt familiar, you know?
I feel you on that. I get that. I don't watch a lot of horror because I don't fuck with that shit. But yeah. In that movie, without spoiling the shit for people that want to watch it, I'm not going to let a child kill me.
Yeah.
It's just not. I'm gonna flex and bust out of that. It's not going to happen. Yeah. A little boy is not going to manhandle kill me, bro. Super sorry.
Back to Chucky.
See? Exactly. So I was afraid of a doll, 8-pound doll, but not a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
So yes. Did you watch that movie Parasite?
Yeah, that shit was sick. Great movie.
That was a good movie, bro.
Yeah.
I think the last movie I ever watched that was a horror movie was a Human Centipede movie.
Oh, fuck no.
I don't like that movie, bro. I don't like that movie.
Me and my friends used to watch that. Back when I was scared of shit, we would watch that. And I remember just like being at the sleep.
Looking down.
In the corner, yeah.
Looking down. Or the last time I was at a sleepover, we watched House of a Thousand Corpses when I was like 17.
No, I was like 14 or something like that. You ever seen that?
No. Ooh, Rob Zombie movie, House of a Thousand Corpses?
I have not.
Devil's Rejects? Ooh, you like horror movies? Go watch both of those. Those are good fucking horror movies that are slightly kind of funny.
Okay, word.
Ooh, yeah, ooh, Rob Zombie's he's a good director with horror shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, Rob Zombie's the fucking man. Mm-hmm. I don't like horror movies, but I like that you're into that. I have homies that go to horror nights, horror events, fucking out in LA. They do this shit often.
Being into like horror memorabilia shit. Like,
I fuck with toys heavy. Like, yeah, I buy a lot of like random toys, but not horror shit, bro. I want to laugh.
You're getting me into like memorabilia shit, art, little pieces and shit.
Yeah, dude, do you fuck with cool. anything like that? Toys, you collect little things?
I like paintings. I like same having here. Just like artwork.
Same here, yeah. Dude. I had to start giving some of it away though. Like, I felt like I had too much.
Damn.
Like, there's a point where it's like, bro, what the fuck? When you move, it's like a whole load is your paintings. Come on. Mm-hmm. Too much.
You just got Tony that sick ass one, right?
Yeah. So now I'm like buying my homies like shit. Like, yo, you put this in your house. I love art. I love that shit. I went to Art Basel. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
I went there a couple weeks ago in Miami.
Damn.
And it was cool, bro. It was like a swap meet of art. Every store was an art exhibit, which I found pretty cool.
Yeah,
so,
that seems sick.
Including glass art.
Yeah, dude. There was a whole section of Swiss perks inside of a gallery.
Damn.
It was pretty preposterous. They had a the guns with the stands, the big ass ones that full sit in Call of Duty, the big
but it
was a dab rig and it was fully fucking functional. They had a tree about this big, branches and everything and vines and shit, and the cap was on the top.
That was the craziest one. Smoked it looked like the Avatar tree.
Yes, it looked like the Avatar tree. So people are recognizing that glass is art, bro, and it was at Art Basel. It was very cool to see.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was really cool, dude. All right, cool. So I know we went way off topic, but let's wrap up the oh, that was it. Paranormal. My bad.
Yeah, all good. That's it.
That was where you at, man.
Where the fuck you at?
All right. So before we get out of here, we ask the fan questions. We ask, when it comes to certain guests that people ask for constantly, there's always like, this is what happened. We had Goblin on the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we checked the comments. People like, you should ask this. Like, we need to ask fan questions. Because there's only so many opportunities. That was his first interview ever either. So people are waiting, like when they see this, like, oh, did you ask this and this? So that's what we do now before. So we ask some fan questions and we're just going to run through them real quick. I think that's about it.
All right. She loves Kuya. Worst trip story. Worst trip story?
Worst trip story.
Do you do mushrooms and shit?
I used to do psychedelics back in college. I kind of stopped. I only really smoke nowadays, but my worst trip story, I had an acid trip where I tried like jumping off my balcony. I don't remember it, but like apparently that happened. Other than that, I had one where I was coherent where we got raided by the police. And
that's
I was
some, like, that's some Twitch shit though.
No. This was back in college. I was chilling on the couch trying to like just lay down, take in everything. All of a sudden, you hear boom, boom, boom. Open up, it's the police. I put my hands up. I'm just like, well, it's over. I accept it. I don't know what's coming, but it's over for me. But my roommate answered. They searched us for weed. We got snitched on. They thought we were selling. And they found 2 grams of my homeboy's shit. He didn't even live there with us. They just found his shit and took it. But yeah, that was a crazy trip.
Were you
trip.
In a dorm room?
I was in an apartment at the time.
Damn. They really thought you guys were selling then.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Minnesota, you can just do that.
Yeah.
You just come and raid somebody with no evidence? It's fucking crazy. Yes.
It was like a school sanctioned apartment. Like,
oh, so you're on their time.
So it was, I got you. It was an apartment type shit. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, it was basically like you're on school property still.
Yeah.
You're fucking in the Navy, essentially. Get your barracks searched at all times. All right. So that sounds fucking terrible. Did they know you were fucked up?
I don't know. Maybe. I was silent the whole time. They asked for my name and they wanted to see my ID. So I just said my name and showed them my ID. That's it. Other than that, I was just silent, like staring at them, trying my best to keep my cool.
Still hallucinating at the time?
Yeah. Like that was right after my peak. I was like coming down.
Oh, no.
And then I shot right back up when I heard the knocks.
So what did you see?
God.
Could you be coherent enough to be like, this cop turned into a fucking monster?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't like that intense of a trip. It was just like one tab. But it was more just a feeling. Like, you know, the come up feeling, that constant anxiety on the come up.
Didn't it suck?
It was like that times a... I can't explain it. I can't explain it.
You There's know no way. I would have just sat there frozen, complete silence.
Yeah. I thought it was over. That was fucked up, but... Other than that, I love shrooms. Shrooms are a great time.
I'm sorry. You're a D1 athlete, and you're getting fucked up. I love this.
I was not. The night I quit track and field, I took acid, and then I got a call from my trainer. They were like, hey, you're getting drug tested at 7 a.m. tomorrow. That was another fucked up trip, right? Another reason I kind of stopped acid, it felt like just weird shit always happened when I was tripping. So, I looked at my homeboy. I was like, dude, I'm going to fail this drug test. I've been smoking every single day. And he was like, we could get a detox for you. So I was like, okay, good idea. And then I was freaking out because I was like on the come up of the trip. And he was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, we should smoke on it. So we just went and smoked. I eventually felt better, but I pulled up for the drug test and I took a detox before, like hoping to pass it. And my pee was too diluted at first or whatever the fuck. So they made me pee again, but I didn't have more pee in me. And when you take a piss test at the U of M or any NCAA establishment, they got to watch the pee come out.
Like a probation shit?
They stare at your dick. And I wasn't prepared for all that. I didn't know that was how it went down. But so I couldn't pee for a good 2 hours. We just kept going back and forth. Dude would look at my dick. I stand there like, not yet. We just go back. Like, it was fucked up.
It's a violation.
And then after that, I was like, my back is messed up. I'm going to fail this drug test. I'm already like thinking of dropping out of school. I just went up to my trainer and said, I think it's over. I think I'm done. So,
that piss test would keep me out of sports. Bro, that was my
second time getting tested at the
Fail before?
No, I passed.
Oh.
I have no clue how. Now I got caught smoking that time. So they tested me because I didn't get caught smoking. I got caught in a room that smelled like weed, but there was also like alcohol and shit. So that got back to my track coach and then he had to drug test me and I passed that one somehow.
He failed. They're like, you know how fast this kid is? You know how long he can jump? He passed on some football shit. Like, he got an A.
Yeah.
He has an A.
I'm glad to hear he has an A.
Yeah, for real. Dude, sports rule everything. Academics are there just so like, oh, it's just you play football here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least for me. All right, cool. Next fan question. I think we have one more or two more.
If you can make your own strain, which one would it be and why? From Phi Lobato.
Nice question. I like that.
My own strain.
What's the cross? What are you doing?
I don't know. I like shit that got like that rotten fruit sort of vibe. I like a GMOs? Lot of guavas. A lot of rotten fruit? Yeah. Like,
I'm trying to like
lemony, fruity, citrusy sort of terps. That's
tangies, my vibe. Forbidden fruits.
Stuff like that. Papayas. Yeah. And then if it got like a little gas cross with it, you know, that's me.
Dab?
I just got into rosin when I moved out to Arizona.
Ooh,
yeah.
The rosin is so much better than any fucking thing else, bro.
I like it. I still prefer a joint over some about dabs.
BHO, but, butter. Oh, yeah. That's over just like, the rosin is just the way to go when it comes to concentrates. It's how's the rosin in Arizona?
You're going to get taxed if you That's going to hurt
you. What's the gram out there?
Oh, it ranges from like, there's some like lower tier shit for 45, but like, if you want a good gram of rosin from a dispensary, that's 80.
Oh, from a dispensary,
80 bucks, right? Black market, you could get like 30 bucks, 40 bucks for some good shit, but that's, you could do that anywhere, I feel like.
Because I know Arizona, I know a lot of people out there got fire, so I'm surprised to hear that it's like, so taxed. I feel like Arizona, I mean, it's right here.
Yeah, that's why I was so confused when I first moved out there. Like,
it's right here.
Yeah, right next door.
You said you're in Phoenix?
Yeah.
That's the biggest fucking place, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell?
It's just expensive out there. I don't know. Weird market.
They want their fucking money.
So do they have the tribe dispensaries out there?
Tribe.
Like the Native American ones still?
I don't believe
your boy from Buffalo is telling me that's how it's cracking out there.
Yeah, in Buffalo they have like reservations where they have dispensaries. You go on there, there's no tax because it's reservation land.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, they got fat dispensaries out there in Buffalo.
I'm new to Arizona, so
okay. But I'm telling you, you got them out there because I know for sure they got them out in Arizona.
Okay, yeah, I'll look around for that.
Yeah, yeah, they'll let you on. They'll let you on, and they want your money. They'll take it. They probably grow fucking fire for the past 400 years that their families lived in that state. You know what I'm saying? No, yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. Go ahead. Next one.
I don't know if this is like an inside question here. Last one. We got to ignore Anthony. How's the 200-yard roll going?
I got
The Raw.
The 1,000-meter paper. Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was some gymnastic shit.
No. I made a TikTok a little bit ago saying I was going to work on smoking it, like, see how fast I could finish it. I just realized how long 1,000 meters is. No, that shit is not getting done anytime soon.
Did you have a spool? Is it bigger than this?
It's about that big. It's.
Yeah, I'm trying to say you got about 15 years of smoking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah,
because even if I smoke a foot a day, it's still over 3,000 days.
Like, that's a foot, and you're smoking joints.
Yeah.
I smoke five of these. Yeah, I smoke five of these. And some days I don't smoke. Some days I might only smoke one joint. Or I'm busy, or I'm out of town. I'm not using that. I pack a cone, or I'm on the road. I use it. You can't always have the spool with you. He sent me one a long time ago, but it was like a, which you wrap presents in, like fucking wrapping paper, like a tube.
Yeah.
And I pulled off a sheet like, bro, it was for pound, like a half pound I was trying to do, but he gave me it because he's like, I don't have anything like that. I can fucking make it though. I'm like, I'm sorry, but thank you. And he made it though. It was like on a wrapping paper sheet.
Yeah.
Damn. Pretty fucking cool, bro. Damn. It's pretty cool. I used the joint glue. You ever use that?
Yeah, I have some of that.
Shit works. They have a little tube. You just, many joints have been used with joint tube. I mean, with joint glue. Whoever made that's a fucking cheat. Do you think Josh made that?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if that's him.
The first time I visited him, he gave me some of that, so.
Bro, it probably is. I'm going to text him, like, did you invent joint glue? Probably. Probably, dude. Okay, all right. How much have you done?
Oh, not that much.
There's no glue on it either, right? The spool?
I think there is. I could be mistaken. Probably not, because then it would all get sticky sitting in that box.
Oh, it comes in a box?
Yeah, it's like...
It's a product?
Yeah. I think he's selling these now.
Bro, I didn't know. 1,000 meters. I had no idea that.
God damn.
Oh. OG only rolls with the rolls. Oh, I can't do it, dude. I need that one line of structure.
Yeah, I prefer just using...
I have to have the structure, dude. For some reason, I roll good joints, but I'm just not there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one day. Last one.
He actually hit all the questions.
Oh, the worst trip story. Oh, okay, okay, okay. So that was the fan questions, man. Yeah. Before we get out of here, I just wanted to make sure that people out there that follow you got a few in. And that 200 yards, or what'd you call it? How long?
1,000 meters. I think it's 1,000 meters.
1,000 meters.
Sounds so far.
Wait, no. Hold up.
It sounds so far.
1,000 meters?
Well, yards and meters is the same shit.
Yeah, damn near. Yeah.
Right? 3 feet, 3 feet.
I don't fucking know.
It's long. Yeah. It's
almost got football fields. Football fields. You got 10 football fields of weed. Just, that's a cool way to put it.
Damn.
You guys smoked a football field of joints this last month. That's fucking hard. Just keep track of it. You should keep track. Every time you cut some off, write it down.
There you go.
That's pretty smart, yeah.
Man smokes football field worth of weed. There's your YouTube video. There it is for real. Yeah. I rolled a 15 footer once out of 12 inches. There was no smoke power.
It
went across tables onto DVDs. It was a joint contest. First thing I ever tried for a joint contest, and I'm like, yo, I got pounds of weed. I'm gonna keep rolling these together and rolling, and I rolled them all the way together. Good picture.
You lost that shit though, right? Like, you didn't win the contest.
I won,
but it didn't smoke.
No, it was who could roll the longest joint.
Oh,
a lot of people got mad.
That's
like,
all it was.
But you didn't say I guess it barely hit, bro. Like, if I pulled, it stayed lit and you could see movement, but it wasn't like I'm like,
yeah,
no, like I could taste it.
Okay,
vapors, and that was about it. You know. Okay, so on all your social media, it's Chrissy Doll and everything except Instagram. No, Twitter, it was
Kudala.
C Udala. Yeah. Damn, that was a fucking. How do you spell it?
C U D A L L A.
Oh, okay, so the same shit.
Yeah.
I'm burnt. I just try to spell that without I'm bad. All right, so for everyone that wants to follow you, they can go follow your Twitch. That's the most important thing to you right now. That's what you're streaming. Come on, and you're streaming every single day except for Sundays.
Yep.
Sundays, what's that day? What are you doing?
I just chill.
Oh, okay. I was like, you know, a sports guy. It's like, yo, no, it's football day. I'm bored of football. So I feel you on the sports thing right now. It's just not as exciting as it used to be.
I get you, yeah.
I guess. I used to play sports, play football. I don't even watch it no more. Sucks. So everybody, they can go follow you on Twitch. Chris Udala, you're there every single day except for Sunday. Guys, go check it out. If you're not, I mean, most of our people are into Twitch. Most. And if you're smoking and chilling and you're just hanging out, go check it out, guys. I always feel like, you know, you've met those people or talked to them like, yo, I'm just hanging out with you. I got no one else to chill with. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. I feel
that's
like.
Sort of, that's my whole vibe.
That's
over
the
there.
Whole point.
Like, yeah.
There's a lot of people out there you'd be surprised. Like, I just got off work. Not going to do nothing until tomorrow. I'm like, fuck. When I got moved to Oregon, I feel that. I'm like, I know homies out there. So it's a different feeling. When you went to college, I'm sure the first day you're like, I don't know none of you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird feeling to know that you have. So it's cool that you're doing it every day because now you're like a fucking homie to have every day, which is hella tight, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking sick. I hope everything keeps going. And for the one thing I would take away, like I know it could sell. We talked about your parents. Like, yeah, they don't fuck with it. It'll change, bro. I promise you eventually with the time and showing like, no, this is what I do. It'll work. I know you're like year four, but like I said, it took years for me to do the same shit, like to show that this is not just smoking fucking weed on camera as much as you might want to think that's all I do.
Yeah.
Which is in a sense, it's what you do, but it's the business aspect of it that you're like, this is entrepreneurship. I also smoke weed on here.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Keep going, bro. And I'm glad to see it. So sick.
Thank you.
Marty?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming on. I'm excited because I know how excited the fans all are.
Yeah, bro. I'm excited to post this on just a little clip on TikTok. Like, yeah, you're finally, Jesus, it's here. Because for real, you know what? I'm just going to use the clip from the beginning, bro, because I get it every day. I just found out how to open messages on TikTok. Did you know that you have to, why am I telling him? Did you know that you have to click certain things to get to all messages? Just found that out.
No, I've never been on the TikTok messages.
I'm horrible at apps.
They keep changing shit around over there.
And it's
too,
not just
it's
me.
It's like they're making it worse every time they change how things are.
It's
set
hard
up.
To even look at your like
notifications.
Thanks,
like,
notifications.
It's fucked up now. They
most
got,
of it's
like,
suggest to people to watch.
For what, bro? Like,
I mean, my notifications, but you'll follow all 30 of these people. Okay, so we're on the same fucking tip then. All right, I'm confused. Yeah. You have no idea how you can smoke weed on TikTok. There's no routine, guys. Just have fun. All right.
Yeah.
That's about all you could do. Thank you, bro. Thank you for doing it. And from another person that's doing the same shit, like, it's a weed world. This is what you live. This is your shit. You're streaming. It's you. You are your business, your whole thing. That's what everyone's coming for. So it's not often, like I say it every time, it's not often I get to talk to people that's what they do. Only like five other people I've ever spoke to do this. So it's cool to be able to see what your side is and the whole different app that I don't even, I'm fucking dumb with that shit. So it's cool to see that you're dominating. I don't think I've ever seen any other weed person with a following, let alone millions on an app. So
thank you.
Good shit, bro. Good shit.
Appreciate it, dog.
Marty?
Thank you,
sir. Out of here, man.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. Guys, this has been the Dope As Usual podcast. This is Chris Udala, Marty, my co-host, and I am Dope As Yola. Have a dope-ass day. I like not getting, dude, usually we get so high, I forget everything. I like this. The past two episodes.
Oh,
rate your highness right at the
end. Yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm good. That's how I always do it, because every time we do an outro, I go, No,
that's me on stream.
I fucked up. Because I'm trying to think of, did I hit everything? Bro, you're talking. Finish the fucking sentence.